Hello.
Hello, my name is Martha, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state, and local communities. May I speak with Nathaniel Shore?
Sure, you're speaking to him.
Oh, thank you. Are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost
100%
certain to vote?
Okay, certain great. To vote.
Thank you. Just to make sure that I'm speaking to people from all ages, may I have your year of born, where you were born?
1980.
Thank you. Can you please tell me what is your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
No. Okay. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican.
Thank you. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you. I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people. Use a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100, a very warm, favorable feeling, and 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. If you have no opinion or never heard of them, please say so. Joe Biden?
0.
0. Thank you. Morgan LaMantia?
I have not heard of him.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
99.
Thank you. Ted Cruz?
100.
100. Adam Hinojosa?
I have heard of him, but I don't feel like I am informed. So I would either say I don't know him or 50 because I don't.
Or no opinion?
So
that...
No opinion.
Okay, great. Greg Abbott?
100%.
Thank you. Will you say you disapprove or approve of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Approve.
Will you say that you will strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly, thank you. Will you say you disapprove or approve of the job of Morgan LaMantia is doing as state senator?
I'm not familiar with what he's been up to, so I don't know.
Okay, great. Thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Colleen Allred and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom will you vote?
Ted Cruz.
Thanks. And if the elections for the U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom will you vote?
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz, okay. And if the elections for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Myra Flores, for whom will you vote?
Myra Flores.
Thanks. And if the election for Texas State Senate were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Morgan LaMantia or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
Would it be possible for me to say I would vote independent for that?
Okay. I will put other.
There you go.
Okay, great. Now I'm going to read some issues that people say will be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue will be. Not a priority at all, a low priority, a medium priority, or a high priority for the governor and Texas state legislature.
Okay.
Securing the border.
High priority.
Thank you. Supporting South Texas jobs and wages.
Hmm. I would say medium priority.
Medium priority. Supporting reproductive health care choices for women.
Medium priority.
Medium. Ensuring access to affordable quality health care.
Low priority.
Low priority. Supporting public schools.
Low priority.
Low priority. Thank you. Thinking again about the elections this November, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you will be less or more likely to vote for this kind of candidate. Will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban?
Less likely to. I'm sorry. I'm confused. If they voted against it, I would be more in favor to vote for them. Sorry.
So it will be much more likely that you will vote for a candidate that voted against Texas abortion, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Too many double negatives. Yes.
Okay. No problem. Will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ plus community?
I would put that as a neutral.
Okay,
if
great.
That's possible.
Yes, it is. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies.
Less likely to support them and vote for them.
Okay, great. A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border.
Much in favor of voting for them.
Okay, much more likely then. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
Less likely.
Much less. Much less or somewhat less likely?
Much less. Whatever the most extreme is. the most not wanting to support them.
Okay, much less. Okay.
Much
no
less.
Problem. Do you... Okay, great. Thank you. Do you use WhatsApp?
Yes. Oh, wait a minute. WhatsApp. Yes.
And yes, the chat.
Yes.
And are you part of any WhatsApp groups, or do you only use WhatsApp for direct messages?
I am part of some groups, but mostly just.
Oh, okay.
I think it would be fair to say just direct.
Oh, okay. Great. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
Republican.
Republican.
If I could
will
put
you call
it
yourself
other, it would be conservative. I call myself a conservative.
Oh. There's another question that asked that. So for these ones,
okay.
Do I put Republican
yes.
or do I put independent,
Republican.
Democrat, or other?
Republican.
Okay, great. Will you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Not a very strong Republican.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you're conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Conservative.
Okay. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Does that include college?
Yes.
2001.
Okay, so it will be 4 years of college?
I'm sorry? It was a community college.
There will be the... Oh, okay, great. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, thank you. And thank you for your time. And are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that way may contact you in the future? Yes, no?
Yes.
Great. Thank you. We're finished. I really appreciate your time and have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.